Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Casper woman on life support after Gillette shooting, suspect charged with attempted murder. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 38-year-old woman remains on life support at a Colorado hospital after being shot in the head during a dispute last week in Gillette. According to Cowboy State Daily, police say officers were called to a home on O'Henry Drive around 5 p.m. last Thursday after reports of gunfire and arguing. Inside the garage, they found Marissa Allen with a gunshot wound and 43-year-old Javier Abeda holding a handgun. According to court documents, Abeda dropped the weapon and allegedly told officers, "I just shot her." Allen was rushed to Campbell County Health and airlifted to UC Health Medical Center of the Rockies in Loveland, Colorado, where doctors later determined she met the criteria for brain death. Abeda now faces two counts of attempted second-degree murder and aggravated assault. Witnesses told police Abeda appeared paranoid before the shooting and threatened others in the garage after firing the gun. Police continue to investigate a motive into the case. Governor Gordon blames Club No for Radiant Nuclear's exit from Wyoming. Governor Mark Gordon is voicing sharp disappointment after Radiant Nuclear announced it will abandon plans to build its first microreactor manufacturing facility near Bar None, choosing Oak Ridge, Tennessee instead. In a press release, he called it a sad day when Wyoming loses out to Tennessee in providing energy leadership. Gordon criticized members of the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, saying their opposition convinced Radiant that Wyoming isn't open to innovation. The company's decision follows months of tension over state laws that prevent temporary storage of nuclear fuel at manufacturing sites. Radiant officials say that the lack of regulatory clarity pushed them to Tennessee, where construction will begin in 2026. Governor Gordon said Wyoming should be leading the nation in energy innovation, not turning away opportunity. He said we should be pioneers, urging lawmakers to work together to ensure the state remains open for business. Radiant's Bar None proposal would have brought more than 200 jobs and a $300 million investment to Natrona County. Local leaders say the loss is a major setback for Wyoming's growing nuclear energy ambitions. On Wake Up Wyoming with Vic Wright, Representative John Baer gave the Freedom Caucus's stance on nuclear companies and waste in the state.
The Wyoming Freedom Caucus has had an energy policy out for almost a year now that also would allow for this particular project with BWXT. And so, as you mentioned, Chris's description of the nuclear fuel chain, we're good with everything up to that production of waste.
Baer also wanted to remind citizens about a town hall at the Campbell County Public Library tonight to hear a presentation and ask questions about nuclear energy. The guest speaker is Chuck Hope, a 15-year city councilman from Oak Ridge, Tennessee. There will also be a Q&A with Representative Chris Knapp and County Commissioner Bob Jordan. The meeting begins at 6 p.m. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.